Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with the weekly Carroll County Commissioner podcast. I recently had the honor and opportunity to be featured in the latest issue of Carroll Magazine, the August-September issue, and it specifically deals with all the things that we have been dealing with when it comes to COVID. And the title of the article is Adjusting the Sails to Survive the Storm. And I want to thank Kim Burns and all the folks at Carroll Magazine for providing me the opportunity to be able to share some very difficult answers to some very challenging questions. So I'm going to take a moment here. This is going to be different for me, but I want to read just a couple of these questions and answers in case you haven't seen the article. If you haven't, I encourage you to go out and get the magazine. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory when it comes to what it means to be leading during this global pandemic, which, by the way, has no playbook. I'm not going to get to all of these, so let me go down just through a few of them that I think are very relevant here this morning. First question that I was asked was, what are three words you would use to describe 2020 so far? My three words were unexpected, unpredictable, and unprecedented. Unexpected because I never thought we would be where we are today. Unpredictable, everything remains in flux with radical uncertainty. And unprecedented, I never imagined we would be dealing with a public health crisis in my lifetime. Another question that I was asked, what three things are you most proud of in terms of how the county managed to work through the pandemic? Here's my answer to that. First, the collaboration has been incredible between county staff, the health department, Carroll Hospital, our first responders, all of those who have and continue to serve on the front lines. Second, our citizens should be commended for adhering to the guidelines and restrictions as set forth by Governor Hogan and his team, which has put Carroll and our state in a better place than many of our surrounding jurisdictions. We're getting through this with the cooperation of common sense thinking and the simple practices of wearing a mask, social distancing, hand washing, and disinfecting. Third, the mayors and staff of our local municipalities have worked very hard as well, and I want to applaud our towns because they are an integral part of our county, and I appreciate their continued cooperation as we continue to work through this. What has county government learned from the experience that will change how things might be done in the future? Well, as I've said many times, education is the backbone of our society, and utilizing the lessons learned in the midst of a pandemic and the exercise of working through these phases will help us be more prepared for other emergencies or public health crises, which may force us to engage in a rapid manner in the near future. I've said many times, again, I'll say it, there's no template, no playbook for COVID-19, and the lessons learned today will help to form planning for the future. And again, I want to applaud our citizens. I'm going to go off the article here for a minute and say that I see the anger, I see the frustration. That's not doing any of us any good, but we do realize that it's out there, and we're doing our best to try to get to where we can in the middle of this so that we can get out of this quicker. And that leads to the one question that they asked me, what has surprised you in 2020? Again, I will say I fully understand that this is a frustrating time. It's changed the daily lives of all of us, but I've been surprised by the level of negativity and the anger that some folks use to engage in their discussions and complaints, and the fact that this way of dealing with others can be considered appropriate by anyone in a civil society. Many parts of our society seem to have lost the ability to disagree and still discuss and talk with one another because they are so polarized. I remain disheartened by the negativity surrounding social media and the way in which this leads to a challenging lack of civility and the difficulties it presents as we do our best as leaders for all of the citizens in Carroll. And I'll go off the article here for a minute too. It's interesting how folks can hide behind their keyboards and just let it rip on social media sites and are very, very disrespectful on these sites. I continue to say this will be the downfall of our society, because it appears as if you can say whatever you want on there, and there's no ramifications at all. And I guess people feel better when they do that. I don't know. I personally do not engage in any of that nonsense. I do have a social media page that I use strictly to show where I have been and the folks that I am engaged with. But there is no banter on there about he said, she said, or whatever. I just think, honestly, that that's just absurd. So if it makes you feel better, whatever, but I think it's crazy to do that. So I'll leave that at that. They asked me several other questions in the article. One of them, the question was, according to the numbers, Carroll County lacks diversity. Just under 4% of the population is black, and about the same percentage as Hispanic or Latino, according to the census. Do you believe county leadership does all that it could in considering minorities? Or ask another way, do you believe Carroll County is a desirable place for minorities to live, work, and play? My answer to that, folks, as evidenced by how events are playing out across our nation, I cannot imagine that there are any jurisdictions that can honestly say there isn't room for improvement in providing a welcoming environment for all minorities. But I do believe Carroll is a great place for everyone to live, work, and play, including our many amenities and Main Street communities. We can always do better and should always be working for increased inclusivity and intolerance of bias and prejudice. Diversity is what our country was built on, and I understand how important a diverse community and workforce is in being productive and working together to solve our problems with different input and ideas. According to the most recent census data, Carroll is growing racially and ethnically diverse. Carroll is certainly not alone in this lack of diversity in a suburban area. Cultural backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences are so important to embrace to generate ideas which enhance our county not only today but for the future. We are blessed to have many strong organizations who I have always supported who are working on diversity awareness and equality issues, and it is important to give them our support. We have had a great dialogue with some of these groups and have become even more aware of their efforts. As this is playing out nationally, no one can afford to continue to offer the head-in-the-sand mentality. I'm always open to the important conversations and needs of any community to better things for the future concerning diversity issues. And off the article, I'll go once again, because I mentioned census in my answer. I'm proud to say that Carroll County, as we wrap up the 2020 census, is in the top 1 percentile of the United States. We are listed as the 25th highest county for our count totals. And I've got to thank all of those that have served on our census committee. Don Rao from the ARC was the chairman of that. And certainly he's surrounded by a great group of people, but they've done an excellent job in getting where we need to be with census, which, by the way, again, I will advise everyone, is extremely important. It means dollars in our pockets here in Carroll County based on what the numbers are. So if you haven't yet filled out that census, September 30th is the deadline, and that's coming up in a day or two. So I would encourage you to please, it's very easy to do, make sure you get on there and get counted. Finally, the last question I'll address here, I'm in my second term as serving as Carroll County Commissioner. What are some takeaways or lessons learned since I've been in office? My answer, I've learned many valuable lessons in both my professional and personal life. It is virtually impossible to make everyone happy, and there are always two sides to every story. Listening is critical, and communication is key. Leaders must always be able to adjust and adapt to whatever obstacles in the path of getting the work done. From a county standpoint, I continue to be proud of our municipalities and our communities. I learned right out of the gate that government works in a different way, and certainly at a different pace than what I was used to in my previous positions. There's a lot to navigate to make decisions and get things done. We have a wonderful rural community right smack in the middle of the Baltimore metro region. Our citizens should be proud. So again, folks, if you haven't gotten a chance to get Carroll Magazine, not only this edition, which I was honored to be in, but they do some great work and their editions are full of just very interesting information. So I encourage you, grab a copy and read the rest of that article as I talked about adjusting the sails to survive the storm. Listen, we're still all in this COVID thing. We're still by appointment only here at the county office building. We're trying to get all things virtual to get maybe to a hybrid method with our sessions. And I know there's a lot of unanswered questions still as we go through this and work our way through the weeds of this pandemic. But we'll get through this together. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe as the weather is changing rapidly. Continue to wear the masks. Continue to social distance. Continue to wash the hands. And that light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter each and every day. It's always an honor, as I say, to serve you, the citizens of Carroll County. And I want to thank you for listening this morning. Enjoy the fall weather and stay safe. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioner Podcast. Stay safe.